Tom Brady was not playing this weekend. He'll play this upcoming Sunday against the Chargers. Tom Brady joins us. Brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, DCU Digital Federal Credit Union. What can DCU save you? Shaw's and Star Market and Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. Tom, it's Mutt, Jerry, and Greg this morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing good. Saw the picture I follow on Instagram. So saw the feet up on the coffee table watching Chargers-Ravens yesterday. Got some advanced scouting of your next week opponent, huh?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to sit back and watch a little bit and kind of get ready for what's ahead for us. So there was some still a lot of mental prep, but the physical rest was good for all of us. And we start practice on Wednesday and got a bunch of things to do in the meantime to get ready. So it's going to be a great week.
What can you learn from that? Like, I assume you'll watch the film of yesterday's game, but I can't imagine two quarterbacks any more different than you and Lamar Jackson. That weird defense they played with all these safeties and DBs out there. Do you expect to see that, or is it just a whole different thing with a different offense?
Well, they've had some injury at linebackers, so I think that really forced them, but I think they prefer to have some of their bigger safeties at the linebacker position, and they're all really good players. So the more good players you have on the field, the better it is. We'll see how we get played. I mean, there's a lot of matchups and so forth to still talk through, and it's still really early in the week. But this is obviously a great football team that's played well on the road all year, and it's going to be our biggest challenge in all phases. There's no doubt about that.
Watching a quick bit of film, watching the game over the weekend, is there any one or two things that sticks out about this defense to you, Tom?
Well, I think they're good at all levels. They've got great pass rushers in Bosa and Ingram. They're stout against the run. Mee Bain's one of the best run defenders we've ever played against. And again, I think their scheme presents some problems because they've got a lot of team speed. They've got a lot of those smaller guys playing at linebacker level, and they've got a great secondary. Hayward's a great player. Adai and Phillips, Derwin James has had an incredible season as a rookie. And, it's a very good team. They're good on special teams, and obviously on offense, they can keep up with any offense in the league. And we're going to have to be able to have a great complementary game. There's no one phase of our team that's going to be able to carry us. It's going to take every player, every coach on the roster to pull this one out.
The guy who runs their defense, Gus Bradley, Tom, you've played against a lot over the years as a defensive coach and had success against him. Is that a benefit heading into this game, knowing that you've seen the type of defense that he wants to run over the years for different teams?
Well, I think, knowing part of the scheme is one thing, but, they incorporate the players, and we played them last year. We didn't play particularly well. I think what challenges it's a very fundamentally sound defense. They don't really give you any plays. They don't void any zones. They put pressure on you with, a great rush. And I think that's the challenging part, is anytime they can rush four guys and force the ball out quickly. I mean, they're all reading the quarterback. They break on the ball. They get a lot of turnovers. Any sloppy play in the pass game results in turnovers. And, this is not, you hold the ball for an extra tick of a second and, it's a strip sack by Ingram or Bosa. And I think it's one of those games where we have to play on time. We have to stay ahead on down and distance. We have to have a great complementary game, and it's got to be well balanced. And, again, it's a great test. I mean, we've earned the right to be playing in this weekend's game. And we got a great opportunity, and we got to go out and have our best game of the year.
We often talk to you about the QB fraternity and your friendship with Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers. What's your relationship like with Rivers? I know you sent out a little message, good luck message, but he seems like a pretty cool guy, pretty kind of off the wall guy. Likes to have a big family, as you know. He's got 9 kids now, which is kind of wild. But what do you think of Philip Rivers?
I think he's, an incredible player and has been since he came in the league. And I don't know him that well. I know a lot of guys that have played with him, and they all say great things. He's a great leader. He's a great passer of the football. He's, you know, incredibly tough and has just been a prolific passer. And, you know, he's kind of like me. You know, he wants the ball out of his hands. You know, he wants to be able to anticipate, you know, coverages. He's got, you know, really a great group of skill players, you know, backs, tight ends, receivers. And, you know, they're playing as well as any offense, you know, that's played all season. He's had an incredible year.
Have you ever thought, you and your wife ever thought about having 9 kids?
No, I'm good with 3. That's plenty. That's all I can handle. But, you know, good for him.
I think he had his longest run of his career yesterday, didn't he? Was it a 9-yard
run? Good.
Yeah,
he was pretty fired up.
You think you're faster? You think you'd win a foot race?
I'm not sure. I don't think that's either of us do that very well. But it's, you know, he makes those plays. He's, you know, he's got a great feel in the pocket. And, you know, he moves around well, buys himself enough time. You know, he's done that for a long time. But I think his best asset is standing in the pocket and delivering the ball accurately. And I remember we played him in 07. I mean, a guy played on a torn ACL. And, you know, we played in 10-degree weather, and he was still firing, you know, dimes out there. So, I mean, this guy's got, you know, all the confidence in the world. And, you know, it makes for a great matchup.
Go ahead and say it. He's got big ones. He's got big ones.
You talk about 20-degree weather. It's supposed to be somewhere in the mid to upper 20s, maybe some snow on Sunday. With a team coming from Los Angeles, do we make too much of those things, Tom, at all? West Coast teams or Southern teams coming to play north in bad weather?
You know, it's really about playing good. It's, you know, it's certainly not the weather. And
is that a big advantage, though, for a Northeast team, do you think, or do we overplay that?
I think if we play well, it's an advantage. I mean, if we don't, you know, I think I love practicing it because I know, you know, exactly, you know, what I need to wear in order to stay warm and effective, but not too much. And, you know, I'm sure they'll figure those things out. I don't make too much of those things.
I saw Mike Reese had a note over the weekend that your throwing coach, Tom House, was in town the last week. Is that something you guys had planned, Tom? What kind of benefit is it heading into the playoffs to go over? I guess it's fundamentals. What's the benefit for you?
Yeah, I've worked with Tom for a while. I really, you know, enjoy my time with him and, you know, had some extra time and, you know, thought it would be a good thing to do. So Tom's always receptive and, you know, it's just great reviewing things and talking about techniques, fundamentals. I mean, I think those things are so important for football players. You know, certainly quarterbacks. I know so many other, you know, football is always about technique and fundamentals. And the more sound you are, you know, in the bigger games, you need to be, you know, you need to be as sound as possible. So it's just great having the extra time and taking some time and really dedicating it to that without, you know, thinking about plays and scheme, and because that's what happens this week is we start talking about, you know, not certainly fundamentals and mechanics, but you start talking about scheme and plays and reads and so forth. So it's just good to spend a little extra time doing that.
Is that something you normally do when you get the bye, Tom? Your team's benefited from this week off. Is that a normal thing you normally do at the end of the year like this?
I've done it quite a few times. I don't know if every year, but it's certainly something that I always, you know, think about. And, you know, I'm always trying to be really sharp with my technique and fundamentals. And, you know, I just love spending the time doing it.
Do you wonder, worry about the pressure of the playoffs? Obviously, you've been there. But when you look around the locker room, do you say, this team has what it takes at this time of year? Because, you know, it's different, as we saw yesterday in the Chicago game. Man, that pressure is just hanging there above you when you take the field on Sunday.
Yeah, there's a lot. And, you know, it just comes down to one game. I talked about it last week. Was, you know, this is not 4 of 7 or 3 of 5.
Right.
You know, if you have a bad game, you're out. And I think, you know, when you think other sports, if they have a bad game, you know, in baseball, you need to have 4 bad games to lose the World Series. You know, in pro football, you know, you have 1 bad game, that's it. And that's what makes it's so challenging, and that's what makes it intense. That's why the pressure's there. But I'd say, you know, the guys that are playing at this time of year know how to deal with pressure. This isn't, you know, the first big game I've played in. You know, so many guys coming from, whether even you're young, you know, you play in big programs. I mean, Sony played at Georgia. You know, he played in national championship games. So, you know, I think we're all pretty much accustomed at this point to playing under the biggest, you know, on the biggest stage with the most pressure. And, you know, it makes it exciting for us, too. I think that's – there's a great sense of emotion and a lot of – you know, it's just a little different because you just realize that it's all on the line. You got 65 plays left. You know, you have two or three bad ones. That's the season. And, you know, you never want it to come down to that. You never really want you to be the reason why things don't go well. So there's an intense pressure. I already feel it last night after that game ended. I mean, it was, you know, I was up watching film all night. So, you know, that's the way it is.
You were? Till what time? How late did you stay up?
I was pretty late last night. I had a lot of film to watch. And I was up pretty late.
You're not going to watch the national title game tonight, though, right?
No, I'm not watching that. That's a great game to watch, but again, this is the biggest week of the year for me. So I got everything's focused on what we need to do. And, you know, you can't watch enough film on weeks like this. You can't, you know, get enough rest. You can't get enough treatment, get enough training, or get enough practice. It's all about, you know, what we got to do to be at our best for, you know, the biggest 3 hours of the season. And that's when the ball kicks off.
And don't forget to hydrate. That's important too, Tom.
I'm doing that too, Jerry. Are you doing that? I mean, I know it's a big week, so don't fall behind.
Hey, when you take the field in a big pressure game, seriously, do you feel like you have an advantage because you've been so good under pressure for so long?
You know, I feel like I'm just really focused, and I feel like I really can hone in on what I need to do. And, you know, maybe that's part of, you know, why I'm still playing at this point, and part of why I've been able to do that is that just comes very naturally to me without me having to think. I mean, certainly there's things that don't come naturally to me that I've had to work hard at. This is something that I really don't even have to think about much. It just naturally happens, and, you know, the focus and the emotion, you know, really tightens up, and, you know, I get to a place mentally where I need to be, and I do with my teammates. We think about it all week. I mean, I think when you play for the Patriots, there's pressure on you from the day that you walk in the door, and coach is constantly putting pressure on us to exceed his expectations, which is very challenging because he has high expectations, but it's all for weeks like this. So whether it's practice, walkthrough, meetings, ultimately as it comes up to the game, this is when you need to be at your highest level of focus because it's unlike any other game we've played all year.
Time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. You play with him for a couple years. You're at the Preakness with him and Mike Tyson a couple of years ago. Did you know Cliff Kingsbury was going to be a hot coaching commodity in this offseason, Tom? When you play with him, do you think he was going to be a coach even back in your time with the Patriots?
With Cliff, you know, I played with Cliff,
yeah.
And, you know, we've been friends ever since. So, you know, I see him from time to time. You know, Danny still keeps in touch with them. You know, he's been a friend of mine for a long time. So Cliff's done a great job at Texas Tech, and I know he's at USC, but it doesn't surprise me that a lot of teams are interested. He's just a great football mind, and you know, he'll be successful wherever he's at.
Yeah, he had a story with you at a wedding in the Bahamas where you got up early the next day. Everyone trying to sleep off a rough wedding, and you were up there early on the beach working out the next day.
That's what I like to do.
It'll be Pats and Chargers Sunday, Tom. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great week. Thanks.